CRTV News with Winston Lepga. The main points. Women in Cameroon have been enlisted in government's campaign against cybercrime. What place for the national heroes? Cameroon remembers its freedom fighters like Rudolph Douala Mangabel in a cultural event in Douala known as Tete Kombo. The news digs into the event. Nigeria's Army Chief Christopher Musa declares the waving of foreign flags a treasonable offense after protesters displayed the Russian flag in demonstrations against the high cost of living. The development of those stories and others next. Hello there. The Prime Minister, Head of Government, Joseph John Gute, has held talks with the visiting United Nations Commissioner for Human Rights, Volker Jurk, in Yaoundé today. The discussions, which lasted close to an hour, were mainly on the state of human rights protection in Cameroon and the state of relations between Cameroon and the UN Commission on Human Rights. Our Star Building correspondent is Christian Cheyatam.
The UN Commissioner for Human Rights, received by the Prime Minister Head of Government, Joseph Dion Gute, was at the head of a delegation of several officials, including the coordinator of the UN system in Cameroon. For close to an hour, the two parties exchanged on pertinent issues concerning the situation of human rights in Cameroon and efforts made by the government to protect the rights of vulnerable persons. Joseph Dion Gute and Volker Jurk also talked about the cooperation existing between the Republic of Cameroon and the UN Human Rights Office. Both parties are engaged in permanent consultation to implement the recommendations on human rights issues in Cameroon and also work on the surveillance of human rights reports as well as in the training of security forces in the country on human rights issues. The meeting with the Prime Minister Head of Government, Joseph Dion Gute, is one of the several meetings the UN Rights Commissioner, Volker Jurk, is holding with different stakeholders during his visit to Cameroon.
I'm here to actually have very good discussions with civil society, with the government. I've just met with the Prime Minister. Obviously, there are a lot of issues to discuss, but also to reinforce the cooperation between the government, the people of Cameroon, and my own office, and we will be having a press conference tomorrow after I've met everyone.
Created in 1993 by the UN General Assembly, the mandate of the UN Rights Office is to promote and protect human rights across the globe. Christian Cheyatam, CRTV, The Star Building.
Cameroon's Minister of Post and Telecommunications has called on women in the country to pull their full weight in moves to create safer digital environments for everyone. Minette Libom Liliken was speaking during a seminar on the promotion of cybersecurity and the responsible use of social networks that brought together women from public and private administrations on the theme, Women, Key Actors in the Promotion of Cybersecurity and Promoters of the Responsible Use of Social Media. Rita Yusimbom.
With the increasing reliance on digital platforms, women are becoming more vulnerable to cyber threats. In recognizing this challenge, the Ministry of Posts and Telecommunications has been actively campaigning since 2019 to foster a culture of cybersecurity across the nation. As part of this ongoing effort, the seminar has been organized to address the need for women to become leading actors in cybersecurity. It also focuses on building digital capacity, raising awareness on online risk, and educating participants on responsible online practices. The Minister of Posts and Telecommunications, Minette Libom Liliken, noted that women are the first educators in families and communities, and by equipping them with the right knowledge and tools, they can create safer digital environments for everyone. The Minister of Women's Empowerment and the Family, Marie-Thérèse Abenandoa, for her part, noted that when women take the lead in cybersecurity, they not only protect themselves, but also their families and communities. The seminar brought together over 300 participants from various ministries and public administrations, and this, according to them, marks a significant step towards creating a safer digital landscape in Cameroon.
In the West region, the Buda Municipal Council Hall has been officially inaugurated today by the Decentralization and Local Development Minister, George Elanga Obem, in the presence of the Public Works Minister, Emmanuel Nganu Jumesi, and a host of other dignitaries. Your details with Kinge Angela Parr.
The edifice, worth 700 million francs CFA, over a surface area of 8,000 square meters, comprises of adequate office spaces and parking lots. Its inauguration falls in line with activities to mark the celebration of the upcoming 13th African Decentralization Day and the 7th Africa Civil Service and Vital Statistics Day. Speaking on the occasion in Buda, Decentralization Boss enjoined council officials to ensure the proper upkeep of the infrastructure and said the construction of such an edifice speaks volumes of government's determination to ensure decentralization is effective. The mayor of Mbuda, on his part, appreciates the efforts of all stakeholders in the realization of this project. Public Works Minister Emmanuel Nganu Jumesi, a member of the elite of Mbambutus, took part in the ceremony alongside a host of administrative, political and traditional authorities amidst a dynamic cross-section of the population of Mbuda. Kinga Angela Parr, CRTV West, in Mbuda.
After the inaugural ceremony, the Minister of Decentralization and Local Development, George Elanga Obem, said the council officials now have what it takes to deliver the goods for the welfare of the population.
It is a beautiful building that will help the mayor and his team to work in good conditions to receive the people who are going to come here. We are talking of civil status. As you can see, the building is a very modern one where we can install the equipment that are necessary for that. Look at the way the town looks like when you are here. You can just appreciate how it participates to the brilliance of the town. So I may say that it rendered the decentralization visible.
That's the Minister of Decentralization and Local Development, Georges Elanga Obem. Members of the elite in a locality called Muturuwa in the Far North region have pledged to do their very best to develop the area. Amos Enonyaket Agbo.
Despite its strategic geographical position on the National Road No. 1, the subdivision of Muturuwa is still to get its development strand due to several factors hampering local growth, such as persistent insecurity caused by hostage takers and cattle theft rampant in the locality. Aware of these challenges, internal and external elites led by Zizamle Isaya, the local development president, met for a brainstorming session on ways to boost the development of Muturuwa. The aim of the meeting was to discuss concrete solutions for improving security and promoting the economic and social development of the administrative unit. The meeting brought together local authorities, representatives of civil society, entrepreneurs, and rural development experts. Together, they examined the main obstacles to development in Muturuwa, including insecurity, lack of infrastructure, and inadequate basic services. Proposals discussed included setting up vigilance committees to improve security, developing agricultural projects to diversify the local economy, and improving road infrastructures to facilitate trade. Amongst the participants at the gathering was Obeng Ezai Musa, the administrator of the Road Fund, who is an elite of Muturuwa. Muturuwa, Amos Enonyaket Agbo, CLTV News.
On to public health, the sum of 8.11 million CFA francs has been allocated to finance the second phase of the project to fight against neglected tropical diseases in Central Africa. The amount was obtained by OSIAC, the Organization for Coordinating the Fight Against Endemics in Central Africa. Skola Maloke has details.
Phase 1 of the project to fight against neglected tropical diseases, which ended in December 2023, undeniably recorded a positive result. According to the executive secretary of the Organization for the Coordination of Endemic Diseases in Central Africa, Dr. OSEAC, Dr. Khadija Ngwizwiri, in 4 years of intense activities, it was possible to reduce many previously neglected diseases, considering that there are about 400 million people suffering from neglected tropical diseases in Africa, with the CEMAC countries being most affected. She then urged participants from countries of the CEMAC zone to appropriate the second phase, which has a new component, that of One Health. Dr. Ngasa Harriet Marielle Patti heads the project in the CEMAC zone.
It is a multi-sectoral approach which will involve not only the health sector, but all sectors like the environment, livestock, and even the academics, with two components. One is the component for the fight against neglected tropical diseases with the One Health approach, while the other is based on research.
For 3 days, therefore, the public health experts focal points in the fight against neglected tropical diseases, and researchers in Central Africa, as well as researchers, will work on the concrete implementation of the project on the field. Skola Maloke, CLTV News, Douala.
Onto the news dossier, an event to remember the pre-independence hero Rudolph Douala Mangabeel and other freedom fighters known as Tete Combo has officially been launched in Douala. This was during the ceremony that took place at the monument of Adolf Ngosodin, secretary of King Rudolph Douala Mangabeel, who was assassinated by the Germans on the 8th of August 1914. Details with Riabiatu Jingi Abdulaziz.
The laying of a wreath at the monument of Adolf Ngosodin for the start of celebration of the Tete Combo, carried out by the president of Ngondo, His Royal Highness Milor Mbappe Mbwanga, and the king of the Bell clan, His Royal Highness Jean-Yves Ebumbu Douala Mangabeel, while performing some rituals. The head of the Adolf Ngosodin family, Mukoko Ekwala, and the president of the Adolf Ngosodin Foundation recalled the symbolism of this act to the nation. This action marked the opening of the celebration of the resistance of German colonization, followed by the playing of the traditional drums to officially launch a call to the population by King Ebumbu Douala Mangabeel at the Armée de l'Air roundabout. The final stop was at Dikolo, where the drums resounded, calling on the population to massively turn out on August the 8th for the celebration of Tete Combo. Rabiatu Jingi Abdulaziz, CRTV News, Douala.
We stay in Douala, where many have saluted the efforts being made to honor these figures. But they say doing so once every year and only in Douala is not enough. Rosalind Fossa.
It's been more than 100 years that the struggles of martyrs, including Rudolph Douala Mangabeel, Adolf Ngosodin, and Martin Paul Samba, have been celebrated in Douala. This year again, activities have been programmed, and some inhabitants like Jacques Banyolok and Samuel Bilong are happy for the deserving honor.
Douala Mangabeel and Adolf Ngosodin are not just martyrs. They are the father of the nation, the fathers of democracy and freedom. So it's just a natural thing to celebrate their struggle. It's very important that the Tete Combo celebrates them, because it will enable present and future generation to know these people. We are just grateful for what they did for us.
However, some yearn for more government implication.
In some Western countries, we celebrate martyrs, and it's the state that celebrates them, like it is the case in France. They are usually official celebrations, but it's sad that the recognition has been reduced to Douala and just a cultural manifestation.
The
Tete Combo is on in Douala, and activities to mark this edition will end on August 8. Roslyn Fosa, CRTV News, Douala.
In the southwest region, the memories of the pre-independence heroes such as Kubali Kenye, Njietama Lifanje, Honorable Nwali Penja, Nnembile, Chief Obi, Chief Fonte Masungani, USA George, amongst others, are said to be fading away across generations. The issue excited the curiosity of Ngo Baleba Sophia, who now reports.
The Southwest region has a proud history of great leaders who fought to preserve their lands against invaders. Whenever their names are mentioned, it is said to invoke memories of patriotism of one's native land, as George Ngwane explains.
Whether it's EML in Dele, Motombi Walete, or whether it is Wekanga Aki or Sone from Kupema Ningoba, which I call it the Southwest pantheon of politicians, because they helped in edifying what was then called West Cameroon. And through that West Cameroon, they were able to protect their respective communities.
Many would expect the legacy of such people to be kept alive, but this seemingly is not the case. Reverend Jentin Daly highlights ways in which these heroes can be remembered.
The first thing is that our historians who are writing history books will revise their history books, putting down the names of these people and what they did. Secondly, that monuments, stadiums, and big streets and aerodromes, airports, and even seaports, why not, should be named after this individual.
It is said that cultural and historic heritage defines a place and gives it a sense of identity. Therefore, it is important that such memories are kept alive for future generations. Ngo Baleba Sophia Ebe, CRTV, Boya.
In the South region, many residents of the capital city, Ebolova, still remember August 1914 when Rodolph Douala Mangabel was executed. They are thinking of others like Martin Paul Samba. Silas Gwain talked to some inhabitants on what they think about the country's freedom fighters.
The South is reputedly the birthplace of many great figures who have marked the path of the Cameroonian nation.
Timon Edzoa, I am a writer. I know about Charles Assali. Martin Paul Samba, Etande Mbita. I know about Biiti.
Alice Rose Ella.
I would especially like to mention Martin Paul Samba. The state has done a lot for this great patriot. A statue to honor this nationalist shot by firing squad in Ebolova in 1914 for resisting the German rule stands proudly at the popular roundabout called Karufu Samba. This legend, executed alongside Rodolph Douala Mangabel in the littoral, made history, but their legacy lives on. This more than a century history has been passed down from generation to generation in the South.
In this particular period where we have to celebrate our main founders of Cameroon, August 8th, kind of have to look at what we were behind and what those main people were going through, the decisions they made in order to take us out of colonialism.
A lot has been done, but a lot more needs to be done. We have a university in Ebolova. My utmost wish is that on inauguration day, an amphitheater be named after Martin Paul Samba. Residents have also appealed to the state to set up a museum for national heroes in Ebolova. Silas Nguyen, CRTV News.
The time is 19 minutes past 7 o'clock in Yaoundé. You're listening to CRTV News. The Director General of Taxation announces a new communication channel for non-resident taxpayers who are required to file an annual personal income tax, PIT, return for the 2023 tax year by September the 1st, 2024. They can now receive assistance via instant messaging at the following number, 691-881-881. This new service will provide answers to all questions regarding the PIT filing process and offer personalized support. This instant messaging service complements the DGT's existing support facilities, which include the help desk, accessible online at the Directorate General of Taxation's website, www.mpo.cm. The toll-free number, 8200. the Directorate General of Taxation reaffirms its commitment to simplifying tax procedures and supporting taxpayers in meeting their obligations. The Director General of Taxation counts on the compliance of all. The Director General of Taxation would like to inform the taxpayers of the Large Taxpayer Office, LTO, who have not yet declared their beneficial owners or are experiencing difficulties in doing so, that additional training sessions are being organized for them. These sessions will be held from Tuesday the 5th of August to Thursday the 8th of August 2024 from 10 o'clock in the morning to midday in the auditorium of the Directorate General of Taxation. The Director General of Taxation reminds taxpayers that in accordance with Section M8D of the General Tax Code, the declaration of beneficial owners is a legal obligation. Taxpayers who are yet to comply with this obligation by the end of these training sessions will be liable to the penalties set out in Section M99 of the Manual of Tax Procedures of the General Tax Code. The Directorate General of Taxation counts on the compliance of all. The rector of the University of Ngaoundary has underscored the role of the School of Geology and Mining Exploitation based in Meiganga in the Adamawa in the development of Cameroon's mining industry. Professor Mamoudou Abdul Mumini made an observation while installing Professor Leopold Tatsaje as the new director of the institution with a sub-regional status. We have details with Ayuk John Asho.
Bauxite deposits at Mlatap, Invina, and Minim are just a tip of the iceberg of the mineral potentials of the Adamawa region. The School of Geology and Mining Exploitation of the University of Ngaoundary therefore stands out as a scientific authority in the training of competent human resources in the country's drive towards the transformation of these potentials into tangible wealth. To the rector of the University of Ngaoundary, Professor Mamoudou Abdul Mumini, it is incumbent on the new director of the Meiganga-based institution to consolidate achievements and break new grounds.
I recommend him the quality of training, also to define the priorities in the day-to-day management of the school.
A mission which the Ace University Don pledges to fulfill with diligence to merit the confidence of his hierarchy. Professor Tatsaje Ngune Leopold.
The challenges are enormous. Quality assurance of teaching, the professionalization of teaching, and the employability of the student.
By virtue of his quality training, the aura of the School of Geology and Mining of the University of Ngaoundary extends beyond the national frontiers. Ngaoundary, Ayuk John Ashu, CRTV.
The finding of a PhD research work on the proper management of public schools in Cameroon have been made public today. The work has been carried out by Mbu Philip Eno at the University of Boya. And he says effective collaboration between the PT, teachers and school administrators is the solution to the proper management of public schools. Chancellor Nanzi.
The Parent Teacher Association constitute an integral part of the management board of every government school in Cameroon. Reason why Seseko Dr. Mbo Philip Eno in his PhD thesis looked at the role the association plays in schools.
Just the fact that they raise funds to provide physical facilities to recruit personnel who used to be our PTA teachers. The finances they provide is to take care of the children. The entire interest of the PTA is the interest of the children.
After examining his work, the members of jury found the topic relevant to the effective functioning of schools. Shufai Professor Patrick Fonye is the chairperson of the jury.
These findings also could be used by our educational administrators to improve on the relationship between the PTAs as parent-teacher associations and the school management in order for the PTA to contribute their quota to the education of our youth.
The research concludes that the management of schools remains incomplete if the PTA is not given its place. Chancellor Nanze, CRTV News, Boya.
Several individuals have been arrested and over 25 motorcycles without the necessary identification documents seized. This was during a security operation in the Noon Division of the West Region, carried out by the Legion Commander of the National Gendarmerie there, Colonel Abbas Seydou. Details with Kelvin Nembo.
They have a crucial mission in Noon Division to put a full stop to separatist incursions into neighboring villages to the northwest and southwest regions. The gendarmerie raid, supervised by Colonel Abbas Seydou, led to the arrest of some suspects in Jambi in Kuptamo and the seizure of motorcycles whose owners could not provide proper identification documents. The West Legion commander of the National Gendarmerie is also on the field to play the role of conciliator. He is determined to reconcile people from villages on the left bank of the River Noon who are in the grip of inter-community conflict. Colonel Abbas Seydou seized the opportunity to invite the population to collaborate with law enforcement officers to track down all criminals so that the locals can fully enjoy their right to peace. Kelvin Nembo, CRTV News in Kuptamo.
Abroad in northern Nigeria, approximately 40 people have been arrested for waving Russia's national flag during protests against the rising living cost and perceived bad governance. Army Chief Christopher Musa has warned that displaying foreign flags is now considered a treasonable offense. The nationwide protests, which have lasted 6 days, have resulted in over 700 arrests. In the United States of America, Kamala Harris has picked Tim Walz as a running mate for the November 2024 U.S. presidential election. The Minnesota governor and former high school teacher will become vice president if Harris beats Donald Trump in November. Kamala Harris will introduce Walz as a running mate at a rally in Philadelphia later today, and plans are underway to tour in key battleground states in the days ahead. In sports, day three matches of the national interpools in Group A and B will be played this Wednesday at the CAF Center of Excellence in Bankomo and at the Fekafoot Training Center in Oja. In the meantime, Mintak FC from the Upper Sanagai in the center tops Group A, and Atlantic Sports Academy from Kribi in the South Region tops Group B after the two matches that were played at the weekend. Ben Collins, New Beruwo, looks at the standings and this Wednesday's matches.
A match of extremes in Group B will pit Mintak Football Club from the Upper Sanaga in the Central Region against Option Sports Academy of Bamenda. In their last two outings, the Northwest Regional representatives at the National Interpools managed just a draw, while the flag bearers of the Central Region that are topping on the standings won their lone game so far. While Mintak Football Club will be fighting to consolidate their lead, Union Sportive of Abombang, who are second with 3 points also, will be aiming for a win against Botafogo from Douala to continue looking for a spot in the semis. After a failed attempt last year, the representatives of the East Region are back with a lot of ambitions. With 6 points at the top of Group B, Atlantic Sports Academy of Kribi will need a win against struggling Buya United to qualify for the semifinals. Volcan of the Known as second in the group with 3 points they won from their lone match at the ongoing tournament. In their second consecutive participation, the team from the West Region will definitely have a hard nut to crack in Creamy of Garwa, who are third with 3 points after two matches. The last teams on the standings in the two groups, Sporting of Marwa and Girondin Football Club of Ngaoundéré, will be on standby.
CLTV News.